By Dr. Randall Bach. 5 years on, SARS-CoV-2 is a ghost. It's not the beast it was, or was purported to be, yet, as of this last flu season, young medical students were still required to get the jab. This reads more as loyalty, rather than COVID-19 testing. The current iteration of coronavirus, Omicron, LP.8.1, feels like a cold now, nothing more. Moreover, its epitope is not even included in the bivalent COVID-19 vaccine handed out, 2025. Prior to 2003's SARS, coronaviruses were just that, colds, the kind you shook off with soup and sleep. No one demanded shots. No one cared. So why are we still doing this? The numbers, the past, the plain truth say it's hollow, a rule for the sake of rules. Back in 2020, the virus, or the overreaction to it, hit like a storm. Hospitals were packed. People died, 350,000 in the US, mostly old, mostly sick either from or with a coronavirus. Kids? They were fine. The American Academy of Pediatrics counted 112 deaths under 18 by December, 0.005% of cases. However, those children had problems, diabetes, obesity, and bad lungs. Healthy ones sneezed and moved on. Medical students, in their 20s, were close behind. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention pegged that age group's mortality rate at 0.02%, 1,200 out of 6 million cases. 2% landed in hospitals, near zero needed intensive care units. There was no real danger for them, 2020 and beyond. Now it's 2025. The virus hasn't vanished, but it's weak. Immunity, from shots, or from previously having contracted one or another of the COVID-19 variant strains, covers essentially everyone. The current Omicron virus is no monster. It's a nuisance, moreover, it's likely conflated with the background common cold coronavirus. Omicron showed up in 2021, spread like crazy, but didn't hit hard. My 2022 piece, Is It Time to Accept That Omicron Is Not COVID-19, noted it was not even genomically an offspring of COVID-19, just another coronavirus, like the ones that give you a runny nose. The current version is much weaker. So what's the reason for the medical students' booster mandate continuation? The shots aren't harmless. Myocarditis hits young guys, 1 to 10 per 100,000 mRNA doses, says a 2022 Journal of American Medical Association study. Medical schools, in particular, should know better. They should move away from anachronistic, lockstep, doctrinaire mandates. In February, President Donald Trump signed an executive order prohibiting federal funding for educational institutions that mandate COVID-19 vaccines for in-person attendance. Medical schools reliant on federal funds may reconsider these pointless mandates, paeans to outdated orthodoxy. Originally published by Brownstone Institute. Dr. Randall Bach graduated from Yale University with a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry and Physics and from the University of Rochester with a Doctor of Medicine degree. He has also investigated the mysterious acquiescence after Brazil's 2016 Zika microcephaly pandemic and panic, ultimately writing, Overturning Zika.